Tonight's reading is made possible from a grant from the University of Arizona Foundation. If it hadn't been for the foundation, we might not be reading tonight, you know. All our money disappeared the other day. I have a few thousand announcements to make. The Clarion is inviting submissions of poetry from women writers. And I brought a few flyers to put out on the refreshment table about that. We just mailed the latest issue of our newsletter. I only brought a few copies, so if you're on our mailing list, why don't you wait until you get yours in the mail? One of the main things in the newsletter is the schedule for the Tucson Poetry Festival, which will take place next weekend. And that will feature readings by Linda Gregg, Michael Palmer, Hilda Morley, Czeslaw Milosz, Michael Cudahy, Alberto Rios, and Steve Orland. And not only the readings, but panel discussions and some workshops are available. So the schedule is in our newsletter. And there are posters up, and there will be probably a supplement in the weekly next week. It's a very exciting event, and this is the 5th annual festival. Oh, yes, Senator McCarthy, a former Senator McCarthy. Well, see, he's not going to read. He's going to be the moderator for their panel discussion, which will be the public and private voice. This year, the festival honors Ironwood Magazine. In conjunction with the festival, KXCI, the community radio station, is opening its airwaves to Live Poetry Friday, March 6th. All poets who wish to read live on KXCI should phone the station, 623-1000, and schedule a time. You should not plan to read more than 5 minutes. I guess I have to read this disclaimer. KXCI reserves the right not to broadcast any work that it believes may violate regulations established by the Federal Communications Commission. In other words, keep it clean. The next lamplight reading will be this Sunday night, March 1st. The lamplight readings are at Bentley's Coffee House at 7 o'clock. And the readers this week will be Barbara Cully and Anne Dernier. There's a special reading next week by Paula Gunn Allen. Her reading's being sponsored by Women's Studies and the American Indian Studies Program and the Southwest Center. She'll read at 7:30 on Tuesday night in the Cecil Building, room 102. That's also in the newsletter, and there are a lot of posters up about that, too, so you should be able to see it. She's also going to do a lecture on Tuesday afternoon at noon on integrating American Indian women's literature in women's studies courses, and that's in Student Union 285. So, as you see, there's not much going on in town this coming week. I'm happy to say that we do not have a reading next week to compete with all these other wonderful things. Our next reading will be on the 11th, and that will honor the winners of the annual student poetry competition. That reading will be at the Museum of Art. Did I forget anything? So it's Sunday night, Tuesday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. So mark your calendars. Heather McHugh is teaching this term at Berkeley. Her usual spring teaching stint is at the University of Washington in Seattle. So we thought she should come and have some sunshine. She's published two collections of poetry, Dangers and A World of Difference, and has two books forthcoming. She's published a translation of Jean Follain called D'après tout. Her work appears in all the usual magazines and many fine anthologies. Her honors include two grants from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Houghton Mifflin New Poetry Series Award, Creative Artist Public Service Grant, an Academy of American Prize, and three fellowships from the McDowell Colony. We're very happy to have Heather McHugh with us tonight. Thank you, thank you.
It is a pleasure to be here. It's a great community for poets and a rare thing. I know you know, but I didn't. I mean, I knew the reputation, but I didn't know about that library. It's a great place to burrow, you know, if you ever get a... You got a rainy day, you should go over there. Sunny days, too.
I've got three books cooking, and I'm reading tonight just from them, since the other ones are around. You can get them. These aren't available yet. The first short batch I want to read are some translations from a Bulgarian poet, Blaga Dimitrova, not much available in English yet. A friend of mine and I are collaborating on a translation. Luckily, one of us knows Bulgarian. His name is Nikolai B. Popov. And he does the literals, and I make the English sing, and then we get together and hash out the third stage. She's a quite extraordinary poet. She's the subject of Updike's chapter, The Bulgarian Poetess, in Becca Book. And although she's appeared in some anthologies in English, she's pretty widely translated in Europe, has 16 books of poetry, but just isn't much known here yet, and has some wonderful stuff. I want to read a few of those first. Blaga Dimitrova.